Okay, a good and yom shani b'shabbos to everybody. There is a non-kosher restaurant chain called Chick-fil-A. From what I hear, they have delicious southern fried chicken. And Chick-fil-A just started something new. There was an employee named Brad Williams. Brad Williams, in his house, employed a no cell phone policy at the kitchen table. And he said it worked so well that he decided to apply the same concept in his restaurant. Thus, the cell phone coop challenge was born, and here's how it works. The restaurant places a small square box on each table with a simple challenge. Enjoy a meal without the distraction of cell phones, and receive a free Chick-fil-A ice cream. It sounds like a good deal. And we are privileged every single week to have a weekly Chick-fil-A challenge on Shabbos, where we put away all of our distractions and get to focus on what's important. Focus on our families, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but most importantly, as you are all here today, to focus on the delicious Shabbos food that we have and why it is that we eat these foods. Why is it important? Well, the Gemara says that Kol Ma'anig as a Shabbos knows the Nachla B'Limitzarim, that if someone enjoys Shabbos and puts effort into enjoying Shabbos, he receives a boundless amount of inheritance. Kol Ma'anig as a Shabbos knows the Shalos Libo. If you enjoy Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you all of your heart's delight. How can you pass that down? Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lahatan l'shabbos kadei sheyochal chamim b'shabbos. In short, it's a mitzvah to eat cholent on Shabbos. Why? He says that v'chol mi she'ino ma'amin, if someone does not believe, hashinan shema apikorasu. If you don't have cholent on Shabbos, first of all, you're insane. And second of all, you may be an apikores. I suggest that if someone's going to convert, they do the following four things. Get a bris milah, go to the mikvah, be makabel old mitzvos, and then give them a bowl of cholent. Ask them if they like it. If not, kick them out of the shul immediately. In fact, my father is here today, always told me when I was younger that Shlomo HaMelech was the most lucky person on the face of the planet. You know why? Because he had 1,000 wives. And if you give two women the same exact ingredients with the same exact crock pot, the cholents will not come out the same. He had 1,000 different cholents every single week. Now, where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? It was a poem written by the Baal Ma'or, who writes, Misha'ino ochel chamen, if someone does not eat cholent. Sarach bedika achrav humin. You have to check to see if maybe he's a heretic. The imes, and if he dies, yis asku ba'amamen. Let the goyim deal with him. V'cholamamen, anyone who does believe, sarach levashu l'lahatmen, needs to cook and needs to insulate. La'aning as a Shabbos l'hashvin, to enjoy Shabbos and to become fat. V'yizke l'keit sayamen. And if he does so, he will see the end of days. And there is a story in the Medrash with Rabbi Yehuda and Antoninus. They were good friends, and he made a meal for Antoninus on Shabbos and made the same exact meal for him during the week. And he said, there's something missing. You left out an ingredient, one of the spices. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, nothing. And he realized he did miss one ingredient, Shabbos. Shabbos was the missing ingredient. Now, before I go on and talk about cholent and kugel and all these delicious things, I know everybody here is thinking something. I know you for sure are. Because there's this myth out there that you don't gain weight on Shabbos. What's that all about? Is it true? Is it not true? Well, I found two sources that seem to indicate that there is some truth to that. The Sefer told us in Yismach Yisrael, in this Sefer, Yismach Yisrael, there's a story that's told about the Bachrim and the Avrechim who were trying to avoid getting drafted into the Polish army. What did they do? They didn't eat. They starved themselves. And when they got online, they would see that they were very unhealthy, unfit for battle. And they were also doing so on Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu, no idea who it is. Doesn't matter. Rabbeinu hayamora lehem ki b'Shabbos kodesh lo yisandu. You can't fast on Shabbos. Don't even diminish your food. You know why? Because on Shabbos, you don't get fat. Not only that, the Yiznayim LaTorah of Zalman Sarutzkin writes in his Sefer on the Torah that we know that the mun spoiled the next day. If you ate the next day, yesterday's portion. But we know that on Shabbos, it didn't fall. Two portions fell on Friday. And there were those who took the mun on Shabbos and said, I don't know if I want to take my chance. Maybe it's spoiled. Says Moshe to the Bnei Yisrael, Echlu hayom. No, eat it today. You'll be okay. And he says, Shomer mitzvah lo yada davara. That if you do a mitzvah, like eating the mun, you will not see anything bad happen to you. Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, From here we see this idea that if someone is on a diet all week long, you do not have to diet on Shabbos. At all. So we saw two sources, but I want to show you one other source that maybe seems to contradict this, and that's from satire.com. In order to figure out if weight gain on Shabbos was possible, Minhagim busters followed around seminary girls in their first 3 weeks of seminary. I didn't say it. I got it from the internet. Seminary girls are known for gaining weight in their first year. It was discovered that all the seminary girls who ate extra on Shabbos weighed more. So, I don't know. Take it or leave it. One other idea, the Mishnah Sedura, Sefer Mishnah Sedura says that if someone comes to you on Friday afternoon and says, here's a beautiful box of chocolate-covered pretzels for Shabbos, you now let a snack on it before Shabbos. It's dedicated. It's set aside for Shabbos. Now, what do we eat on Shabbos? How do we enjoy Shabbos with food? How do we indulge? Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the days of Gemara, fish and a nice cooked meal. And we're going to speak about these various different things. But before we do that, I want to share with you some gematrias. Now, some people are a little skeptical about gematrias. Some people aren't gematria. They're the gematria people, and they're not gematria people. But I want to show you something. This is amazing. When you walk out of here today, you're going to be a gematria man. I'm going to convert you. Because everything on Shabbos is seven. Shabbos is seven. Let's start with a non-food item. We have them here on the table there. Now, there's something called mispar katan. Mispar katan means that when you take the number, you take the root of that number. So ner... Nun is 50, it becomes 5. Resh is 200, it becomes 2. That's called Mispar Katan. Ner, 5 and 2 is 7. Marak is 4, 2 and 1, it's 7. Yayin, it's 1, 1 and 5, it's 7. Basar, it's 2, 3 and 2, it's 7. Dug, fish, it's 3 and 4, it's 7. Chala, it's 8, 3 and 5, which is 16, which is 7. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Kishka is 13111, it's 7. Crane, I don't know if it's spelled that way, but it doesn't matter. This is gematria. Crane is 82115, it's 16, it's 7. Chulent. We're going to spell it that way today, okay? If you spell chulent like this and you get the real gematria, it's 538, 538 is 16, which is 7. Everything is 7. So now let's talk about some of the foods that we eat on Shabbos. Let's start at the beginning, very, very beginning of the meal. Let's start with challah. Why is it braided? Well, we know that there was something in the Mishkan called the Shulchan, which had on it the lechem apanim, the showbreads that stayed fresh from week to week. How many showbreads were there? How many breads were there on the Shulchan? Anyone? 12. And so there is a minhag to have 6 braids on each challah. You have 2 6 braided challahs, you got 12 lechem apanim. Not only that, but there is a custom to have challahs, of course, that look like this. Some people have those round challahs that pull apart, but traditionally challahs look like this. Why? Because these challahs look similar to two-letter vavs. Vav is 12, lechem apanim. Not only that, but the vav, the number 6, reminds us of the sheishes imei habereishis, the 6 days of creation. When we braid the challah, we signify bringing those 6 days together, creating unity and harmony in our lives by celebrating Shabbos, tying it all into one beautiful braid with the knot of Shabbos on top. Right next to the challah we have salt. Do you put salt in your challah? Do you not put salt in your challah, as is my minhag? What is this all about? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have salt on your challah, on your bread, but this halacha doesn't appear in Hilchos Shabbos. This halacha appears in Hilchos Seuda. You always have to have salt on your bread, says the Shulchan Aruch. However, in today's day and age, says the Shulchan Aruch, when our breads are sweeter, we don't eat salt. The reason why we put salt in our challah, says the Shulchan Aruch, is because the rabbis wanted us to make a bracha on something that was enjoyable, not to make a bracha on something that was bland. But today, our challahs are filled with chocolate chips and cinnamon and fairy dust on top. And you go to Gourmet Glot, you'll see every type of challah. So he says, perhaps today you don't. But there's another reason why you put salt in the challah, says the Rama. The reason is because our tables today represent the Mizbeach. And on the Mizbeach, we know that every single karba needed to be accompanied by salt. However, says the Chassam Sofer, who is my ancestor, he did not have salt on Friday night because nothing burned on the Mizbeach Friday night. So he did not, and not only that, Rav Schachter quotes that the Soloveitchik family also did not put salt on their challah, but the Rav believed it was because our foods, our challahs, were so sweet already, he did not put sultan on challah. But of course, to each their own, whatever you want to do. Moving along, what's the next dish? Fish. 10 reasons why we eat fish on Shabbos. Number one, gefilte fish in particular to avoid borer. There are no bones in gefilte fish, so you don't have to deal with separating bones. Number two, the pasuk says the haman kizragadhu, that the mun, which didn't fall on Shabbos, we remember the mun, and of course we remember the mun also, we have a cover on our challah and a cover underneath it. The mun was sandwiched between two layers of dew. We also remember the mun because the mun is called kizragadhu. It was like a coriander seed. The word God, coriander, same letters as Doug. Number three, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aso Suda L'Tzadikim, that one day when Mashiach comes, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make this lavish meal for all the tzaddikim. What's he going to serve them? What's he going to serve the tzaddikim? He's going to serve them the Leviathan, the Leviathan, that big fish that's swimming around the ocean somewhere. We eat fish on Shabbos, symbolic of the Leviathan. Number four, fish had no eyelids. And on Shabbos, it's a day that we really recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cognizance, right? And him being in our lives. Number five, Doug, Dalit for the four Imos, Gimel for the three Avos. I have no idea what that has to do with Shabbos. But perhaps because our family's sitting around at the table, a good time to remember our ancestors, our fathers, our mothers, fathers and children sitting together at the Shabbos table. Seven, well, of course. Six, this I saw in the internet. Misha Ochel Doug, one who eats fish. But Yom Doug on the seventh day, Nitzol Mi Doug will be saved from Doug. What does Dalet Gimel stand for? Dine Gehenim. So if you eat fish on Shabbos, you're going straight to heaven, okay? Number seven. The three times, and if you're learning Subas on Hey Amad Aleph, you'll know this, the three times in the Maisa Bereshis, Ariel, you'll remember this, three times that the Pasuk says Vayevarech, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed something, right, a blessing. First time was for fish. The second time was for Adam, very good, Ariel, mankind. And the third time was for Shabbos. So when mankind eats fish on Shabbos, we are bringing these three brachos together, the bracha hamashulash, this three-chained bracha all together. What a beautiful way to spend Shabbos. Number eight, the fish were saved from the mabul. We like to eat only pure things on Shabbos. Number nine, fish never sleep, which reminds us to utilize every moment of Shabbos and not to waste time by sleeping excessively. Some probably went to Rabbi Storch's year and heard something a little bit different. But perhaps the most authentic reason that we ate fish on Shabbos was because it was so cheap. Certainly gefilte fish, which was stuffed with all kinds of different things and mixed with all kinds of additives, that was traditionally why gefilte fish was eaten in the Altenheim. Moving along, kugel. So the Ramah says that there is a custom, yesha kusta shem mixas makomos nahagu le'achol pashtida. There were those who ate something called pashtida, which says Rashi in Psachim, pashtida was this pocket of dough filled with meat. That doesn't really remind us of the kugels that we eat today. It actually reminds us more of yapchik, right? With the meat in the middle of the two layers, okay? So that might be one reason why we eat that. But, as I said, the mun, right, didn't fall on Shabbos. It was round. That's one of the reasons why there is a special menu to have round kugels, not square kugels. And it was sandwiched between layers of dew. Now, this sandwich says, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, he says that even though our kugels don't sound like that pashtida, our kugels can be like that pashtida. But you have to be very careful. When you go home, tell this to your wives. The top and bottom layer have to be very crispy so that you have a top layer and a bottom layer and something in between. That's what the Minhag Yisrael Torah says. Now, where does the word kugel come from? Well, like I told you, the mun was round, like a coriander seed. What is the word for circle in Hebrew? Anyone? Anyone? Eagle, right? Eagle. Like a round, right? That's why kiggle is the right way to say it. That's why it's the right way to say it. Kiggle. Not only that, but the mun, like I told you, the mun, the pasuk says, but who kizera God love on? It was like a white coriander seed. Take the first letters of those, that pasuk, the who kizera God love on, you jumble them around, you get kiggle. There was once a great Rebbe who was sitting around his tish and told us chassidim the reason we eat kugel on Shabbos is because kugel is the same gematria as Shabbos. And all the chassidim were looking around at each other like, what is up with this guy? And I said, Rebbe, with all due respect, Shabbos and kugel are not equal to one another. And the Rebbe said, you're right. But if you eat two or three more pieces, eventually you'll get to the gematria of Shabbos. And that's why we overindulge on Shabbos on kugel. Now, what about noodles? So, Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah also tells us that when the noodles intertwine with one another, it reminds us of Achdus. You ever hear that word? Achdus, right? We're supposed to be together with each other on Shabbos, with friends, with family. That's one of the reasons why we eat Lakshin Kugel, noodle kugel. Not only that, Lakshin comes from the word Lokashin, not difficult. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rest of the week should be easy, shouldn't be too difficult. And this person wrote on a website the following. When I was younger, the Rav from the shul I attended would tell me that whenever there was a Shabbos where we used three Sifrei Torah, you're supposed to have three kugels that Shabbos. So I was trying to look around to see if there was anything that supported this, and I didn't find anything, but I did find something else. Because the minhag, oh no. Yeah. What? Okay. Because the minhag Kamarna, the sect of Hasidus called Kamarna, thank you, Binyamin, of course, said that every Shabbos is supposed to have three kugels. And when you bring out an extra Sefer Torah, you have a fourth kugel, and on Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, you have five kugels, okay? So that was the Minhagi Kamarna. Not only that, I found that there was a restaurant, or not a restaurant, but a supermarket, rather, that sold the following. That sold something called a Moek Kugel. On Parsha Zohar, you have a Moek Kugel. What is a Moek Kugel? A Moek stands for the following in Yiddish. Ayin is for apple, Mem is for Marin, Lamed is for Lakshin, and Kuf is for Kartoffel. Four different types of kugels. You're supposed to eat the Amalek kugel and erase Amalek away. Now, what about Cholent? So Cholent, of course, in the Second Temple era, we know there was a sect of Jews called the Tzedukim, who didn't believe in Torah Sheval Peh, they only believed in Torah Shebiksav. And so when the Torah tells us, L'suvaru esh v'chomo shvaseichem, it can't be that you can have fire in your house. Torah Shebiksav tells us no fire in the house. Of course, we know Torah Sheval Peh tells us we can have fire in our house, as long as it was lit before Shabbos. And so we eat Cholent specifically to combat those Tzedukim. By the way, I prepared most of this year on the fast day. Terrible idea. Terrible idea. Now, where does the word chillin come from? Well, in French, the words chaud and lent mean hot stew, or hot slow, rather. In Hebrew, you have the word tzlilan, that sounds like chillin, that means roasted overnight. And there is a British myth that it comes from the word shul end. Now, at the end of every Shabbos, your fridge is stocked with leftovers. Oh, gosh, leftovers. Is there anything special about leftovers? Yes, in fact, there is. Says the Imre Pinchas, who is the student of the Baal Shem Tov, that we say in Sur Mishaloh, Savanu v'hosarnu kidar Hashem, that we indulged, that we've satisfied ourselves, v'hosarnu, but we also left over kidar Hashem. Why? Because if there are no leftovers, that means that there wasn't enough food. That means he ate everything and there was more to eat. But when there's leftovers, it means you ate as much as you could and there was still more left over. And when you have leftovers, you are also being Mekayim Dvar Hashem. Even though leftovers, yeah, people don't usually act, which actually reminds me. You know, in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, we try to elevate everything that we do in life. We go to the bathroom, we say a bracha. We eat something, we make a bracha. Elevate the mundane. We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything that we do in life is for your service. And that's probably the reason why Shalosh Shudas food is so horrible. Because in Shalosh Shudas, when we're so full, especially these Shabbos, as we just finished a meal like an hour ago, and the last thing we want to do is eat a moldy piece of bread with last week's tuna fish, we eat it anyway because we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu every other food wasn't so clear why I was eating it. Cholent's delicious. I'll eat cholent any day of the week. Not even for you. But we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we eat for you. We'll even eat Shalosh Shudas food for you, and it reveals that everything we ate was for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moving along, finally, the ultimate food is Shabbos itself. Torah tells us that when Moshe was telling the Bnei Yisrael about the man, about the leftover man, he told them, don't be afraid, as we said in the beginning of the shir. Eat the second portion. It's not going to spoil. Don't be concerned. Says the Pasuk, if you can see it here, Vayomer Moshe, Echlu Hayom. Eat it today. Don't be worried. Eat it. Why? Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem, because this is the day of Shabbos for Hashem. Hayom lo simtzu basadeh, you will not find Shabbos in the Sadeh. Eat it right here. Rabbi Ashkenazi, who was my grandfather's rabbi back in Queens, touched up the Pasuk differently and said like this. Vayomer Moshe, Echlu Hayom. eat Shabbos, imbibe Shabbos, ingest the messages of Shabbos. Let Shabbos seep into your system, into your veins, into your bloodstream. Echlu hayom, eat the Shabbos day. Ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem, because today is a special day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayom lo simsu basada, you will not find Shabbos in the workplace. You will not find Shabbos out in the fields. Shabbos is right there in front of you. Ingest it. Take Shabbos and let it become a part of you. And I hope that today you've let Shabbos become a part of you, and I hope that at the next session you will allow Shabbos to continue becoming a part of you. I thank you very, very much, and I hope you all have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay.